Letter. Data on chloroquine not in yet. A few days ago, SA Health Products Regulatory Authority CEO, Boitumelo Simete-Mukokodola, told doctors to stop the irrational prescribing of chloroquine. This was a reasonable warning after it was widely reported that pharmacists were running out of chloroquine. Though at the time chloroquine was one of several promising drugs under review for the treatment of COVID-19, in addition to Caltrate, interferon alpha-2b, remdesivir and lopinavir-ritonavir, according to the World Health Organization, chloroquine was not yet licensed as a treatment. Chloroquine/hydroxychloroquine have been shown to inhibit SARS-CoV-2 in vitro and has been part of treatment guidelines of the China National Health Commission. Unfortunately, it is premature to declare it effective, and will be until all the data supporting these claims is available. There is still an issue of side effects and toxicity. In China, it has been used in severe cases in a hospital setting, but has anything changed since the statement was issued that we can now safely use chloroquine in SA? Was the HPCSA wrong? What if doctors want to add lopinavir-ritonavir to the treatment regimen? Who is clinically in charge of COVID-19 treatment, the politicians or scientists? Dr. Lucas Nguyen-Tien.